And we live in a world of convenience, cheap. So I say a lot of the food nowadays is literally just built for pleasure and convenience. That's it. The minimum per week that you would spend. Minimum that you can spend it on yourself to eat healthy, just on yourself.
200 to 250, at least. Yeah.
Same for me. It's pretty like 100, 150, but...
People have lost weight eating just meat. Carnivore diet, for example.
And there's something interesting about that.
Is the church allowed to turn away anyone or make anyone feel unwelcome?
Yes.
What?
I don't think so.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big. Today we're going to be talking about nutrition philosophy. I really like that title. You actually said it. Because dude, let's go in depth on the nutrition, the food we eat, why we eat the way we do, what we look at when we pick out foods and stuff like that, where we shop and all these like interesting stuff. So Georgie, what do you think we should start with? I'm going to popcorn you. Since you had some popcorn.
Ooh.
I think we should start with what I'm saying.
That's good, right?
Okay, how is popcorn bad?
No, yeah, I think...
Were literally eating popcorn.
No, I think we should start with just like looking at what people find with balance nowadays. Now, some people don't even eat healthy in the first place, but this is for people who are just like maybe 50-50 on the edge or maybe want to know like how to eat better and stuff like that. I wasn't always like this. I wasn't always eating extremely healthy all the time. Yeah. Before, I was very like... It wasn't really fast food. It just wasn't like intentional. A lot of the food wasn't super intentional. It wasn't like, oh, whatever was in the house or whatever was more convenient for me. Yep. And we live in a world of convenience. Cheap. So I say a lot of the food nowadays is literally just built for pleasure and convenience. That's it.
Yeah. Dude, that's what I'm saying is one of the things I wanted to bring up is we shop in three different stores because of the purpose on what we get from different stores. Like we don't buy everything from the Amish market because they don't really have everything in there that I get. Sometimes they don't have the sourdough bread. If they do, it's not that fresh. But that is even better than some other stores. But yeah, shout out to Lomeli's Market, by the way.
Aldi, Lidl.
Yeah, you can't find raw milk in stores like Aldi even or Giant, Acme. Yeah,
it's very like very rare. Not at all. Non-commercial places.
Russian stores do have raw milk.
They do.
That's when I first bought.
The first time I saw it was at Asir. Asir? ASR?
Oh, ASR. Yeah. It's like the Uzbek
food. Yeah, it's all the kefir and the raw milk.
Right. So it's important that, in my opinion, people shouldn't always look for the convenience in that way, but go to farmers markets. Go, just really explore different stores. I personally enjoy that, like going to a new store and trying to see, okay, what do they have different from other stores, and what could I get from here that's probably a little bit better from the other ones. And pricing is another thing. I mean, I'll be honest, people shop at Giant or ShopRite and Acme, all these stores that are really well known. They tend to be more expensive. However, there are some things such as milk and all these other products or bread like that are so cheap. But at the end of the day, when you go to a checkout, it's so much more expensive. It comes out to being so much more expensive, not because the product itself were cheap, but you actually got a lot of unnecessary things in the store. When you walk into Giant, dude, you have so much options of just not even real food, right? That you just want to get them, especially if you go in being hungry. I think one of the biggest philosophies is don't go to the store hungry.
Yeah.
You really
we went to Costco the other Sunday. As soon as we walk in the store, so we go, the aisle is meats, salmon, all this type of stuff. And bro picked out two big boxes of croissant because he was hungry. And he was like craving that.
We still had to get croissant. Yeah.
No, but the idea is when it's right in front
of
your face there.
Right now. That's crazy.
Dude, he picked out two boxes. I mean, you could have just got one, but you got two. And the one thing I want to say is...
Because it was $5.99.
$5.99 for AP.
It's convenient, cheap, and delicious.
Yeah, exactly. And the meat there at Costco, it was so good. Like it was very expensive, but when you looked at the quality and the color of the meat and everything, it just looked so fresh. Looked so protein. Like it had so much protein.
I don't know. I wouldn't say the meats there. I think were different from other stores. It was just in a bunch, pretty much. That's how they sell in Costco.
The bundles,
yeah, exactly. So they had four steaks. If you actually add up what one steak cost in, let's say, Aldi, you would come out to that same price. It was just all of it together. So it's convenient for people to grab and spend, let's say, $75 in a steak than having to buy four or five of them separately. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just feel like the everything there is fresh.
Yeah.
You could see the color on that salmon, bro. It was
but
so
I'll be honest,
good.
There were some stuff that were actually very fresh. There were some that it's just distribution is the same everywhere, right? Like when it comes to fish and stuff, not every store has good fish, in my opinion. It's that type of meat. But when it comes to steak,
well, it's also
a lot of stores.
I think
it
also matters stores, like how often do they bring up
kind
the
refresh, though.
Refresh the meats and
weekly.
All the products.
If there's a food place, they're doing it every week. They have
every store?
Yeah, a couple times a week probably. I know with Aldi, they get new meats every day.
Every day?
They're restocking their meat every day.
They told me. I feel like Costco probably restocks their meat every day too.
Every day, yeah.
But there are some stores won't do that.
Mm-hmm. Even the expiration date, 3 days. Even the expiration date on the meats and stuff, they don't last for too long because they expect people to buy the meat when it's fresh. And then they restock it even more
have
fresh.
Have you been to Costco?
No, I don't go to Costco.
Bro, you should go. Maybe we should go one time together. Sundays, there's a lot of people. I think if we go weekdays, I think even Saturday is a good time.
You guys have like a card?
What? No, our friend does. Okay. We kind of had a trouble going in there. But the NPCs, man, there's a bunch of NPCs that won't let you in. But
his dad's account. And when he scanned the card, it was the picture of his dad.
Yeah.
They wouldn't trust him on that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fair because you can just find a card. Right on the ground, somebody else.
But did you see what we did? We literally went from the other side, and there was no one that stopped us.
That's
so anybody can really sneak in. I mean, I'm not saying I will do that, but I'm just saying anybody can do that too.
I think a good question I want to ask you guys too is about like budget wise, because I feel like people are not they're very what's called frugal when it comes to food.
Yeah,
and food is just so important. So for you guys, just for yourself, what is like the minimum per week that you would spend like
per
on
week?
Yourself? Like what's like the minimum that you can spend on yourself to eat healthy, just on yourself. I know you guys probably buy like stuff for each other and stuff
right?
We
buy together.
But you guys buy for
300? No, not 300. 300 is a stretch.
No.
200 to 250 at least.
Yeah.
Is that like closer all to, like, to get everything for
to
both
get
you
everything
guys?
From like three different stores.
Because it's like, what, like a little bit over like 120 each?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah, it's probably the same for me. It's between like 100, 150, but I would say like even someone, they could even spend $80 a week and still eat healthy and get the right foods as long as they pick the right things and like they know where they're shopping from and have like certain strategies with that.
Exactly. Dude, I think the best strategy when somebody is struggling with money and paying other bills and stuff in our age and just don't really know how to spend the money wisely in food is, one, you have to pick simple meals and have an understanding on what you're gonna put on your plate, and it has to be literally single ingredient food and fruits. That's really all you need, and some kind of bread for carbs or rice if you like those. That's really it, because especially if we're talking about somebody who works out and is active, they're gonna want to get the protein in and get fruits, the vitamins, nutrients, carbs, the right amount. And all you have to really shop for is ground beef.
Yeah. Do you guys
turkey,
have a problem
chicken.
With getting protein in?
I mean, we fast on Wednesdays and Fridays. That's usually when we're deficient in protein, I would say, because no meat, but we try to get it with,
I don't know.
Eggs.
I think I naturally produce protein.
Eggs.
I don't need to
you
really
produce.
Wait 1 second. Before that, not like we were questioning you on that. I don't know if it was a joke or not.
It was a joke, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks pretty
how
confident.
How can I naturally
bro.
Get protein
that,
without
that
eating
did,
protein?
That did sound confident.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was I saying?
Protein. How do you get
the
it?
The protein, right? Yeah. I think it would be good if I really tracked it just so I have an understanding on, okay, am I really taking it daily? Because I don't really track that. I just go, all right, ground beef, I'm going to eat, say, a pound a day.
Yeah.
And maybe split that into, one having one at lunchtime and the other in.
Dude, you know what I would say? But before I started, like when I started buying foods and really making all of my meals, I realized like how easy it is to not hit your protein goal. It's so easy. Even when I went on vacation for a week, a couple of weeks ago, I kept in my back of my mind, I wasn't tracking at all. I didn't track a single thing, but I kept in mind like protein wise. Like I would calculate stuff, but not like track it, but just to see like, okay, how much am I getting here? But I wouldn't really like press like the check button to like actually do it. It'd only be for some things, but
wouldn't that be tracking, but just not on the app?
Like you, I keep it mentally in my mind,
right? And then you might forget it at some point, right?
Yeah, but my focus wasn't to track my food. My focus was just like obviously enjoy my vacation, but I wanted to realize wow, it's actually so easy to not hit your protein, to not get that get as much protein as I would have when I was at home, right? Everyone's different though. Everyone like you to eat at least. Your body weight in grams of protein, unless you're obese, of course. Like, because when you're, if you're like 250, like you don't really need 50 grams of protein. You
really don't.
You can eat like 200 and be chilling.
Right. Plus, considering that, you know, when you buy meat and stuff, it has its fats, it has its protein, obviously, that might exceed over the levels that you're looking for, especially when you're in a deficit. But even then, like the nutrients that are just within meats and eggs and just single ingredient foods, it's so beneficial in terms of the nutrients it has and the vitamins, even. Yeah. That people have lost weight eating just meat and cutting out all the other stuff. Carnivore diet, for example. And there's something interesting about that.
You guys trust the apps that you can scan the food and it tells you how much?
But the AI I've heard
that it's not like not so accurate when you take a picture of the plate itself. But if you just take a picture of the plate, kind of put in there what is exactly on there, because if it doesn't pick up exactly what's on there, it doesn't recognize the amount. You just put in that info and you make it as close to it as possible. You don't need to make it like perfectly exact, but it's so close to reality that you will have a very, very close understanding on what your macros are.
Tracking is definitely a habit that not everyone needs to build for sure, but just get a good understanding. Like, I feel like everyone should track for at least for a week of just their food. Just for a week, it's all you need. And then you just see like where you're at and then adjust from there. Like, okay, this food equals this. Okay, maybe I'm not getting enough protein. Maybe I should add XYZ or maybe I should add this or this. Like, you get to kind of get a good understanding like where you're at.
And you will kind of have a good understanding on how much you can actually spend on food and not exceed over your budget thinking, oh, I need more than I really do. Because a lot of the times you can be getting food for enjoyment more than the food you're getting for the actual benefits of, you know, what it's supposed to be, nourishment, right? So when you look into this stuff, you're going to spend so much less on food that matter, but at the same time it will be worth it. So when you go to a checkout, you're not going to be hesitant about paying that much amount for the food when you know that what you're getting is nutrient dense, good quality, and it will pay off long term. Food is never something you should ever be stingy spending. Maybe it can be clothes. Like a lot of the times people, in my opinion, spend unnecessary money in clothes. You don't even wear. It's not like you need tons of pair in your closet. Depends if you go out or not, but at the same time, you don't really need that many.
Like food is more important than the
clothes.
Right,
exactly. And it will pay in the long term. Like your clothes are not gonna determine your health and your ability to do X, Y, and Z in the long term, but food will. So you have to have that like really, really develop the healthy understanding when it comes to spending money in food is start from feeding yourself, you know, the thoughts that this is worth it. And I really understand that whenever you have a thought like, oh, maybe I shouldn't spend that much money on the eggs, I can just get ones that are cheaper, like white eggs, for example. They don't even, I'll be honest, they don't even look real. Like the shell is just so thin. No. White eggs with white shell.
Yeah.
Dude, the shell is just so fragile and it's just so thin. It almost looks lab made. I'm not sure if it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it is.
Looks artificial.
It really does, bro. It's so thin and I don't know.
It tastes different too.
It does taste literally
all these foods that we're getting
the color
from,
too.
From the farmer's market and what's it called? The other good stores and the quality food that is expensive, even the meat just tastes so much different.
What about the studies?
What?
About the studies.
What studies?
Studies that say
statistics? I'm searching up right now.
Better.
I don't have it on me.
No, the reason I brought that up is because when people talk about nutrition on the internet, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm not a nutritionist because I'm not certified in nutrition yet. But when it comes to research and stuff, I feel like people take it as it is all the time. And people have to understand, like, a lot of the studies, like, you got to take it with a grain of salt, especially with stuff like when companies pay for research to get done for their product to get sold at a mass level. Or when
just you to pass that type of test.
Exactly. Just like when you looked at an egg and it's white, the yolk is like light. It's like not totally bright yellow or orange like it should be.
Exactly.
It's like almost like this like tinged over yellow.
Right.
It's like this like fragile shell. It's like, is this the same as a high quality egg? I think people totally miss on, they don't really forget about the quality of foods as well affects your physique. You could eat, let's say you're eating in a deficit and you're eating a bunch of shit. You're eating Twinkies, Doritos, chips, whatever. Like, you'll lose weight, but I guarantee you won't feel good and you won't look good. I guarantee.
You won't be sharp in here.
You're going to lose weight because you're in a deficit, just according to thermodynamics. And I mean, just
that's how things work.
That's just how it works.
Yeah, right.
But the simple biology. You won't feel good and you won't look good. I guarantee it, because you're just eating like shit.
And versus quality. And you can tell when somebody works out in the gym and how they look and how their body starts to be different. You can see what they're putting in their mouth, you know, in basically like what they're consuming. Like, if I see someone, their physique is great, I can see that they're eating quality food, right? Most of the cases, right? Mm-hmm. You can see that they're eating quality food. When you start to see people that have like what's it called?
Fat buildup,
like on their biceps or right here on the legs, you can tell that they're not eating healthy food. You know what
one
I mean?
Way I can tell when people are eating healthy is, dude, you are shredded or lean, very lean. And it's very hard for you to gain weight. It really is. But when you do go to the gym and work out, bro, you look huge, yet you're lean. Like, your weight's not going up, but you, when you look at yourself and you compare yourself from a week ago, you look bigger. It's, there's something strange about that. Yeah. Like, your weight doesn't boost up.
Well, yeah, because muscle mass. I feel like when you,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Like, what I would say too is, because like what you said with like bulking as well. Like, I've been trying to bulk with just healthy foods for the last couple months, and it's worked, but it's just slow. It's very slow.
Right.
But I feel good. Like I said, like I'm pretty
strong.
I'm like not necessarily lean, but I can still see my abs. I can still see my obliques. Yeah. I still like look.
You're
not
lean, but you're not shredded.
Exactly. I'm not completely shredded like I used to be, but that's fine, right? It's okay. I think it's okay to gain fat if it's from healthy sources versus if it's like an overpour of just bad foods that get into your body. But because all fat is just overabundance of energy on your body, because you're not expending.
You need fats.
You're not expending the energy that you're putting in your body. You're gaining too much and it's toppling over into your fat storages. That's all it is.
In the simplest way, that's how you put it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, would you say, okay, how would you give the advice to somebody when it comes to understanding what kind of fats they should consume?
Mm-hmm. It's not just about fats.
To be used for mm-hmm. good source of energy than the ones that come from fat, right? Like saturated fats, unsaturated fats.
Yeah. Well, what I would say when it comes to bulking, like fats, like should be a staple, just like protein should be in your diet, yeah. But not like overabundance. They should come from healthy sources. Like, there's this one thing.
Where do you get most of your fats from?
From meats, eggs, I'd say cheeses, butter, some oil. I guess like maybe coconut oil. I don't really use olive oil as much as I used to.
Bro's allergic to avocado.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to call it yet, but. Maybe.
But not the oil, right? The oil doesn't do anything?
No, I would say if it's good oil, but I just don't use oil. I don't know. If I'm using a steak, if I'm going to cook a steak, I'm going to use oil, but not like in my eggs or like butter.
Oh, okay.
Even in my meats. I just don't really cook with it often. I don't think it's bad though.
Since you use butter and not oil, would you say it tastes better?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I cooked eggs with, what's it called, coconut oil once?
The eggs you made.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Give that flavor. But
yeah, the coconut flavor.
Especially if you put a lid on and you let it steam. There a little bit.
Bro, ghee butter too. Like, I love ghee butter.
He's good.
When we bought ghee butter from Lamillus, it was just so good. Like, the foods that you would, like, even steak.
It does stink, though. When you put it in.
Ghee does stink.
Yeah, the high heat too. And no, but it's just like, tastes good. Mm-hmm. Like, you can almost like sense that quality food going in your stomach. Just feel so much better.
Dude, and there's like all these diets out there. Like, there's like low fat, there's low carb, there's carnivore, there's keto, there's all these different things. And some of them are good, like for tools and like not long-term, like no diet like that is good long-term. There's like a healthy balance between all of them that you can use to kind of make up your own diet depending on what you need. I think it's because someone can do carnivore long-term, but not some other people. It just depends on like you and your body, what you do on a daily basis.
Me and my friend were talking about that actually, and he told me that actually can't do that for a long time. No, you can't.
Yeah.
Like it's actually gonna, you're either gonna die at a young age than you're supposed to, or you're gonna come across with some problems in your body. So
it's not healthy.
You could probably get a heart attack out of like, probably like 50, 60 when you're in that range of years.
From carnivore.
Yeah.
Well, just from eating carbs.
Exactly. Because you need everything, right? You need vegetables. Can't just be eating.
You are missing out on certain like vitamins when you
and same thing with from the
carnivore
vegans. Like vegans, like you need meat. You know what I mean? It's just the same way carnivores need vegetables and all the other stuff. Like,
we had a conversation about this. You said you don't really you get everything from meats.
I won't get everything from meats.
No. You said
I don't eat a lot of vegetables.
Right. When you compare things you get from the meat,
You don't really
need vegetables. We had this conversation.
Yeah.
Remember, I saw a video like that. It said things you can get from meat, you can never get from what's called plants. But some things that you can get from plants, you can always get it from meat.
Exactly.
Right. So what? No, but it's also not long lasting, right? I'm not talking about in the short term. When you start to, you still need it, but it's not like it's okay. Like if you will put it on the scales, like which one do you need to eat more? I would probably say meat for sure. Like protein is actually more important than a vegan diet, for example.
Yeah.
But on the long term, well, this is also bad. Just as this one, this one's just more better than this one.
Okay.
Like if you put it on
the
scales.
So it's just to put the emphasis on how good the meats actually are, right?
Exactly. Because then you can't get to stuff say from
completely. Yeah. Right. Because right. That can be, dude, that can be misunderstood so many ways. People have used to use it against vegetables, sometimes even fruits too. I mean, rarely
fructose,
you see.
It's like talking about fructose and how it's like going to overload your liver or something like that.
Like fructose, that's just a different type of
sugar.
Yeah.
Like syrup, but fructose goes directly to the liver versus like sugar, like glucose or like a starch. Like all vegetables are sugar because it's a carb. All carbs are sugar. So when it goes in your body, but it's about the micronutrients, not just the actual sugar itself.
Can you kind of explain that?
So if I'm eating a carrot, I eat carrots, I eat sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes have carbs in it. And carbs are pretty much sugar for your body.
Exactly.
But versus candy, right? Candy, sugar, but it has like no micronutrients in it. It has no nutrients. It literally is just straight up sugar.
And that would be fructose.
Fructose is from fruits. Yeah. Fructose is strictly just from fruits like dates, blueberries, strawberries.
But what about the ones that you get from chocolate or candy and all those stuff? Because that's a different sugar that just spikes up your blood sugar super fast, like honey too. Even, but honey's just organic. Honey's just natural.
Yeah, it depends on the
depends
where it's from, quality, the micronutrients, if it's like empty or not. Like you could eat a food and it'd be like empty. Like if you eat a box of Pringles, that's a lot of carbs, but there's no micronutrients. Like there's nothing in it. Like yeah, you could have got like the sugars in that's it from true, it, yeah. But
no, that's very true.
What about the balance? Like, how do you, how would you say you balance food or the nutrient in your life? Meaning, sometimes when do you ever just say okay? Because you know, obviously, I think we have to definitely advocate that you need to be strict with your diet and what you put in your mouth for sure, and really watch what you consume in terms of the nourishment of the body and really eat food as your life depends on it, because it's true. People think that when we're young, it doesn't affect us, which is true to some extent. But in the long term, you will understand that, you know, switching
you.
It did affect you big time, right? So how do you really stay strict with your diet, but at the same time, understand that we're all humans like we have moments where we do consume things that are not the most organic, especially living in America. You look at the label and it's so hard to sometimes find things that don't have seed oils in them.
Yeah.
Soy.
One, it's impossible. Yeah. Like
to
literally
what?
Every food, not every food, but most of the foods that you want to consume, they still have that ingredient. So you can't escape. You know what I mean? So it's really unrealistic for you to say there's going to be some things I'm going to buy from the store that are not going to have seed oils, for example, because there's going to be foods that, unfortunately, they still have it. Maybe they have better ingredients than others, but there's still that one thing that they always have. You know what I mean? And especially in stores. Unless you're getting it from...
Interestingly, some of them need it, right? So, I mean, Ali was explaining to me. For example, if you were to eat soy itself, like the soybeans, they are not bad itself. But when you extract that into an oil and cook in it on a heat, then it's bad, right?
Okay.
So, same thing with
avocado oil.
Yeah. Like eating avocado is so different than cooking in avocado oil. Same with olives, right? So you see that, and to make a structure of, let's say, peanut butter, even, or when it comes to pistachio butter that we were buying, like it had soy oil, sunflower oil in it, something like that. And then I asked Ali, I was like, yo, bro, you're selling this in your store. It's an organic store. How come it has this has in it? But he goes, there's some things where, one, it's not big amount, and even if it is in there, the sunflower oil itself is not bad when it's in the pistachio butter, because it's not that amount, it's not that much compared to when you buy it in oil to cook your food in it, because it absorbs and it goes on a heat, it absorbs that process, because it goes through the process. So it's very different, what I'm trying to say. That makes sense.
100%. And back to like the restricted part about dieting and stuff. Yeah. Like, I believe that you are only as restricted as you say you are or think you are. And I think it comes back to like the mindset, because I can have that thing of popcorn over there. I can.
Do you want to?
I don't want to. That's the difference. I don't want to. I don't want it. It's not that, oh, like I'm stopping myself from doing it. Like I literally have the urge to. I don't have the urge to at all. And I think that comes down with the mindset. Like, you should stay on the path of eating close to the earth as possible and eating whole foods or what?
As clean as possible.
But I wouldn't say it's so much easier for me to get back on the straight path than get off of it. It's hard for me to get knocked off the path of the clean eating. I think that's the mindset people should have, is that your main path shouldn't be processed foods, or it shouldn't be like ultra processed foods, because... You've ever heard that term about like processed foods, just like foods that just been, that could, people can stretch that. Because if you cut a tomato, that's a processed food right there.
yeah. We could
they say that,
no
though.
Way. How is that processed?
Because you put it through a process.
Okay, if I were to, you have to cut tomatoes to eat it, right? Sometimes you don't want to take the whole thing and eat it. How is that processed?
The thing is, that's the definition.
So look, when you buy an apple from the store that's organic, is unprocessed apple. But when you cut it and put it in a plastic package, seal it, it's processed.
But it's also ultra processed foods, which those are the ones you should stay away from.
Right.
Those are like seed oils are ultra processed. I'm sure McDonald's meat is ultra processed, or everything there is ultra processed.
Yeah.
The things that have ultra processed, I think, have the things with the most ingredients in it. Those are ultra processed. But if you were to take a tomato, lettuce, an organic bun, and some ground beef, and make a burger out of these four like ingredients, would you say it's processed? But guess what? It's still from clean ingredients. What do you mean? What? Well, you put it all through a process.
Well, that's
that's the definition.
I don't care about the definition, right? I'm a postmaster.
Then you're living in your own world, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's the thing with it is. That's why they have whole apple, whole tomatoes, cucumbers, and they also have ones that it's cut down. Let's be honest. Why would you want to buy something that's cut when you can just buy the whole, cut it yourself?
What if you don't have a knife?
And the thing is, it's convenience. It's just simply convenience. People that just don't want to cut their mushrooms or cut their tomatoes or their watermelon. It's literally in a package where it's already cut for you. And I'll be honest, buying that for me kind of feels like I'm lazy. You know what I mean? Like, you're just lazy to. And dude, I'm not talking about
just biting into the apple.
Sometimes, you know, I'll be honest, cutting mango, pineapple, and watermelon can be a hassle.
I buy cut fruits sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't mean they're bad. That's processed, though.
I feel like there are some things that need to be stretched out. So, meaning like they should be paid attention to. And there's some things that are just not.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to really like use that same term on every little thing. Like if somebody's really going to come and tell me that I'm cutting tomato, therefore it's processed, and then somebody else is buying some processed food, and they're going to be saying, "Oh, look, you're technically eating processed food just like me." It's wrong. All right, you can use that word and stretch it out on a lot of things, but like if an apple is cut down and it's in store because somebody might not have the ability to cut the apple, for example, and it's already made for them, let's not call that processing same way we call the seed oils that are all like, what do they call it?
Ultra processed.
Exactly. There's just some things that we shouldn't like stretch out just for
I'm not
sake
stretching
of
it. It out. That's just how
no,
it is.
I know you're not. I'm saying people might.
But the thing is now we have this idea that processed equals bad just because of how regurgitated it was.
But is it not?
Processed?
Like, no, not the same definition that we went with, like cutting a tomato. Actually processed food. Mm-hmm. It's actually bad. I think
that's
people just don't
have
the
ultra processed. That means we can't use processed, ultra processed on an apple that's cut, that's processed. But it's like, what am I talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Talking I don't think about we a cut should apple. Even use that term. Like that. Bro, I don't
Do
know.
Do we not cut apples processed in the store? Or... We shouldn't, or
yeah, like why shouldn't even be, like I don't know why you have to put the label
word
on processed food.
The word itself isn't bad. The understanding of people is
some processed
mixed
foods
up
bad.
With
some are
what pro.
It just depends.
Okay, so yeah, what right. are some processed foods that are not bad then? Okay,
cut
besides that,
we just
cutting
apples.
Dude.
Apples.
Just okay, the hamburger, there, hamburger thing.
Steak,
the hamburger.
Like meat can be cut, right?
If you take a burger, if ground beef is already ground beef is processed. They take the meat, they shred it up, they ground it, they put it in a package, and then you cook with it. It's processed.
We're eating processed food, bro.
Yeah,
but we're not eating ultra processed food. We're not eating food that
we're
has
not eating
been
unhealthy food
in terms of the composition of it. That's why, bro. You need to have a farm, bro. You have a chicken. Cut the head off.
You just eat it when it's alive and it won't ever be processed. You'll never eat a processed
food
again.
That's just going to be raw meat.
That would hurt my heart.
You know what I want to ask you guys? Have you guys seen videos of people eat actual raw meat on social media?
Yeah.
There's this one guy too. He said he was...
That's disgusting.
He had some kind of problem with his immune system as well as some kind of... What's that thing that people go through?
Autoimmune system?
Yeah, autoimmune. Right. They have autoimmune disease and they eat that stuff. And dude, their body accepts that really, really well.
Is it true though? I don't know, man. You just really won't know in social media.
You see people literally eating it. He doesn't just take a bite and just throws it out or actually eats it.
Listen, the only raw food that I would really eat if it... I'm not going to eat
raw. Bro looks
raw
like a vampire though, not going to lie.
I'm not eating raw ground beef. But if maybe I would try
you should
a
never
raw
eat,
steak. Like, just try it. Just a bite. I probably wouldn't stick with
you
it.
You should never eat raw chicken.
It would just
though.
Be for the experience. No, not raw chicken.
Chicken could actually kill you. Chicken is the only meat that can kill you. Other ones, they will... Of course, they can lead up to killing you. But chicken is the one that can...
Instantly
fatal.
Kill you said?
Well, like you look, most of the cases, if you eat beef that's either like the meat, I guess, is like
poor quality.
Yeah, poor quality, or you had some disease when they killed it, you could get sick from it, but you won't die from it. It's like there's a less chance of you dying.
Okay.
But there's a high chance of eating raw chicken that can kill you. Even probably a little bit disease, I guess. I mean,
I heard fish is very dangerous too. Fish
it can be.
Well, chicken is the most.
Depends on the quality, how you treat the animal.
No, but that's the thing. What I'm trying to say is that, look, the meat, the fish meat is different from beef. So when you eat fish, the chances of you get some kind of disease that comes from fish is more fatal to human beings than the disease that comes from cow. I'm not talking about a healthy cow and a unhealthy fish, but I'm talking about the meat itself. As far as I know, to, eat poor quality fish is more dangerous than a poor quality beef.
Mm-hmm.
Same with pork. Maybe. Like poor quality pork is more dangerous than a poor quality beef because, cows are just cleaner animals than pigs. So when a cow denigrates into the meat being bad quality, imagine what happens to a pig when it denigrates when qualities of them both being healthy is very different. So that's kind of like what I'm getting at.
Dude, I saw this video in Japan when they were in, because obviously sushi comes from there. They took this guy in this like factory where they were getting the meats from. Bro, they literally, as soon as they brought this meat in there, they had knife with them. They cut the piece off and they give it to him and he ate it. Just like that. Didn't process it. Didn't, like, you know what I mean? That's how healthy it was.
Whole Foods right there, bro.
What?
Whole Foods.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. That's what I'm saying. Is like, if you eat anything that's high quality, it's less likely for you to get sick. Even if you didn't cook it like 100% or stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
it's less
you know
likely
they,
for you to get.
You know what they do sick. To Japanese people? The how they cook their meat. There's literally some kind of like, it's not boiling water, but it's I think boiling oil or something. They just dip it in there for 3 seconds, just sizzles in there. Take it out and it's ready to eat.
Yeah.
Like it gets rid of the bacteria.
So either the heat is so high. I mean, the slices are also very thin and tiny. But still, like, dude, it's a couple seconds in there. They take it out and it's ready for them to eat it. And when you look at their food too, even fish, it's pretty much raw. I think they do maybe smoke it or have it in the environment or the way they process the meat is so it's not fully raw. But it's not cooked either.
No, bro, it's raw, but it's high quality.
So same with sushi. Like, it's raw.
Exactly.
Raw
the fish in there, right? The specific fish that they use in sushi, you can eat them raw. But you can't eat
like
every
salmon.
Yeah, you can't use every type of fish and eat it raw. There's some just type that you can eat that are raw. Like liver, remember?
Yeah, some, that's another thing. Like,
Was it chicken hearts? Was it chicken?
I mean, I don't know.
It was.
I know
like,
chicken hearts are small,
but
small.
I remember him.
And you could
it.
Eat it raw.
Yeah,
and
beef liver.
Yeah,
I know.
Like
liver
little
you
ones.
Can eat. Like there's some things that you
beef
eat
liver.
Raw.
Yeah. Division one.
Yeah.
Jump straight into it, and then.
Yo, it's right here in the supplement.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you guys think about balance when it comes to diet? Because
oh yeah, you did tell opinion. Me that it's subjective and it's not objective, right?
Yeah, it's objective.
I think it's objective.
Okay,
tell me why it's objective.
How about you tell me first? Yeah, why do you think it's not objective?
Because my balance is not your balance.
Don't you think balance should be general though? So like for example, so the balance of you need to eat carbs, meat, so like get proteins, get fats, get sugars. That's already balanced right there. Yeah. So
no, I'm not talking about that.
What are you I think my about? Balance of carbs is different from Mike's balance. I really do think that athletes take carbs differently from bodybuilders. For people who are not athletes, take carbs in a way where it's their body doesn't use the glucose the same way that athletes do. I'm telling you, bro, athletes can eat carbs and they're better off than people who are not active. Same with when you're an active person and you eat pasta, you will take that pasta in a very different way than somebody who is sedentary. That is so balance for you has to be different.
Well, my balance was I was talking about like eating healthy foods versus just going off of your diet or just eating foods that are not necessarily the cleanest in the world. That's what I meant by balance. Like, what is your guys' balance for? Because people talk about 80-20,
right?
Think about maybe 50-50, which is dangerous. I wouldn't want to do 50-50 in my diet.
Okay,
but
so since we shop once a week on Sundays, we go to Lidl. That's another. It's a German store. He knows it. They have the very good croissants there.
Mm-hmm.
So we get them for the week pretty much. So we don't go and shop for some more during the week. Mm-hmm. It only has to happen on Sunday. We buy it. It's a croissant with, I think he has like shredded peanuts or something like on top of it with maybe some sunflower seeds too on top of it to give it flavor. And then inside there, it's a hazelnut spread. Chocolate and stuff. Dude, it's banging. So that's what we get from there. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I wouldn't say it's cooked, it's fried in a good oil or anything. Like you can actually smell something that's not high quality, mm-hmm. right? In them. But at the same time, it's also just butter too, because it can be greasy, not from the bad oils, but also because croissant has to be made with a lot of butter in it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. What else? What else do we get?
It was like, why do you get that? Like then,
bro, it's
just delicious.
It's delicious. It's good. Because mm-hmm. It's a good treat after you eat the food.
Because that's the balance I'm talking about. Some people, they over abuse that.
Yeah.
They're like, they prioritize too much of like how the food makes them feel and how good it tastes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, everybody's balance need. Should be same, no? Like, for example, nobody should excessively eat protein. Just the same way nobody should excessively eat carbs. Well, nobody should excessively eat sugars, croissants, whatever. That's what I meant.
That's why it's not
subjective.
Balanced.
It's objective.
It's not balanced, though. Balance, it's not balanced. It's just overeating. Or
yes, so that's what I'm saying. So, okay, for example, an athlete eats 200 grams of carbs and you eat 150 grams. There's only 50 grams of difference. It's not that much, guys. But we're talking about people that are eating 500 grams of carbs, for example. Of course, that's over excessive. Then there you go. That's the balance I'm talking about. So it can't not be subjective. Subjective. Because what if somebody
but
says...
I just told you.
But this. What if somebody says, I'm fat, I'm obese, but I can still eat every once in a while sweets. Now, if I were to be a personal trainer, actually, guess what? Until you lose weight, I'm cutting. Like, how about this? You just let go of the treats. You don't eat treats at all.
Would you really cold turkey like that, though, with them?
Bro, that's what I'm talking about. That's not the only sugars that they can get. They can eat fruits, bro. Honey on the bread. That's sweets right there. I'm talking about processed.
Okay, you would replace it. Okay.
I would replace it, of course. Because that's not the only thing that you're getting your, I guess,
well, what I'm saying is like with Sadu's situation, like I'm sure that croissant is like, the think most healthiest objective. Thing in the world, yeah. Right? It's delicious, though, I guarantee, because yeah. The way you described it, you were even like you were just like in the visual.
Dude, you should try it once.
Maybe I will. But yeah. The whole point is that when you eat that food, I guarantee you're going to go right back to how eating clean again.
I'll make sure that it doesn't consume me at all.
Exactly. And that's my whole point, is that people's balances are different. Some people can, they eat clean maybe 70% of the time and eat like shit 30% of the time. And maybe they eat 80-20 or 90-10. I like to be 95-5. That sounds like a good percentage to me. Like, that's like my balance when it comes to eating
clean. I like 99-1. How about that?
99.5.
99.9999.
Okay, fair enough. But that's what I'm talking about. I think you're talking about something different, which is, I think I agree with you, though. No one should ever excessively, there is like sort of like a balance when it comes to your macronutrients, but when it comes to eating clean versus not eating clean, that's my balance I'm talking about. We're talking about that balance versus the other balance you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
I agree with you, though. No one should ever excessively overeat in one of the three categories.
That's what I meant. Balance should be, what's it called? Same for everyone. I'm talking about that type of balance.
Yeah, I agree with
where
you.
Where healthy
that.
Foods over, and it has to be excessively over. Like, for example, you're saying 95 over 5. That should be, I think that would be ideal if every human
exactly.
being.
Exactly, would be ideal. That's our balance.
Exactly, but if every human being followed that, and don't tell me they can. If you can, that means somebody else can.
100%.
Like, I'll be honest, if you can follow that, I can too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just people limiting themselves in
exactly.
a sense.
Exactly, and that's when it comes to balance is subjective when it comes to that sort of thing, because people restrict themselves in their own mind when they're actually not restricted. They should eat normally like that on a regular basis, but they can't.
You know what's one thing I also wanted to mention, which I think ties up to this whole like balance too. Like, I have a feeling that, for example, when you are eating bad foods, right? And then when you get to, when you start to, get on good track with like eating healthy foods, yeah. Even if you do, for example, eat something unhealthy for even a whole week, you won't see your body getting you won't see yourself difference. Getting fat, even yeah. if you don't work out, because your body's already so healthy. That's how I want to put it. Your body's already so healthy that little bit of thing won't really affect as much. But when your body's yeah. unhealthy, something even a little bit of like chocolate could also like gain weight, right? The next day you can get on the scale and like 2 kilograms just went up. And you, yeah. it could affect that you much. Bad. No. I don't mean it.
Yeah, you just said an example.
I just put
Dude,
it.
Dude, I'll tell you what, too, because you're right. Because when I was on vacation and I was just like going out to eat every single night.
How do I explain it?
I was eating like fried foods. I was eating, okay, the fries here. I was eating like fried shrimp or fried whatever it was. I was eating those fried foods, but I was like, I can't wait to go back home and start eating clean again. Because this is like, it's sure, like I can't do this forever. This is definitely not a long-term thing. It's maybe couple of nights sort of thing. That's like what I mean by people should have that mindset. They should yep. have that main road of eating clean, feeling good, whatever path that they're doing. But then maybe once in a while you have that croissant or something like that.
No, exactly.
But not all the time though.
And my point was like, when you work so hard to achieve that type of balance in your life, and also here's another thing, you have to work so hard to stay away from these bad foods that even if you do that for a week, you won't gain weight. Because I've heard people, you know, like in the gym, they would come up to us and be like, yo, you guys are eating all these foods, yet you guys don't gain weight. I eat something in one day and I don't work out, I come back and I already feel fat. Like they already feel like they've gained unnecessary weight, but we don't. So that is accumulation over time when you eat healthy foods, that even if something unhealthy goes in your body's able to, like, I guess, break it down.
Metabolize it better.
Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to say. When you are, I guess, training your body to eat healthy food, over time, when you're going to be like 50 years old, even if you do not eat the greatest as you did when you were young, your body's still going to stay fit. That's why we see all these people that are in their 50s, 60s, they look better than people that are in their 20s. You know what I mean? Because they've worked so hard from 20 to 40 years old, eating healthy foods, working out, making sure they weren't eating ultra processed foods, their body's already fighting that. Even if they eat something like for a whole week and not work out, they won't see that much change in their bodies because they're healthy. You know what I'm trying to say? So when your body's healthy, even if you were not to work out as much or eat that strict diet, you still won't be unhealthy.
Dude, that's like when you're in a position where your body's addicted to like ultra processed sugar. I gotta make sure I say the right term. When your body's addicted to ultra processed sugar, you have like insulin resistance. You can't even metabolize things correctly. You have a high body fat, especially as a guy. Like you're just like, no wonder nothing works. Like you're all messed up in the body.
Also, mental state is huge too. Mm-hmm. You just think so much clearer. You're more of a human. You feel more like a human when you eat human food, bro.
Yeah.
You are not like a robot. You're not like podcast. An NPC. Like, because, dude, like a normal person. I don't know. I haven't had huge experience recently with people who eat unhealthy diet or like really interact with them too much. I used to back then more, but you can kind of see that, you know, some people actually, it's like they have the eyes, but they can't see through their eyes the way a normal human should. You know what I'm trying to say? They're like, and we're talking about like that frontal cortex, right?
Or
your frontal cortex. That was like your intuition, your cognitive thinking,
you're stuck decisions. In your lizard brain, that your prefrontal cortex, you can't even make decisions because nothing gets past your lizard brain.
Yeah. And it's simple.
Lizard brain.
Yeah, that's like the amygdala.
Amygdala,
like
amygdala.
The amygdala. Yeah. They call it the lizard brain.
Sure, bro.
Like the instincts. Yeah.
And dude, this is what I'm trying to say. It's very simple things like decision making, logic, rational thinking about simple things like differentiating between self awareness, good things, bad things, these types of. And then when you actually
even controlling the desires, even.
Yeah, that too. Self-control.
Like mental, self-control.
Dude, even like...
When you eat bad foods like that, what I was trying to say is you actually lose those effects in your life to the point where you can easily see from your perspective that somebody is, and that's what you call an NPC, respectful. Because, you know, it's like they're driving and you don't even see the awareness.
They have no clarity. They're just going through their emotions on a day-to-day basis. And I hate it. That's why.
And that's something your body fights.
Yeah, and that's why I started eating healthy. That's literally the reason why. Yeah. I didn't have any thought about like getting big or anything like that, which I was trying to. But my main focus was just like, I want to eat clean so I can actually think clearly.
Yeah.
I want to feel alive. I don't want to feel tired all the time, or I don't want to feel hot and sleepy, and I don't want to feel like I can think.
Yep.
So
yeah,
that's one of the main reasons.
This is what I find interesting. Even I was talking to Mike about this too. You know, Japanese people, right? Judo guys, dude, they are 200 and above. They're more flexible than I am, right? They can move quicker than I can. They have more speed than I do. These are the stuff I find fascinating, and I don't exactly know where it really comes from.
Well, it's
the training,
low inflammation,
too.
Not as inflamed as Americans are.
So like, because although they look like they're they're big because they eat a lot of rice. That's what rice does to you. Fat. Doesn't it make you fat?
Well, think about it. Think about like a fat person. All a fat person is they just have an over excess of energy on their body.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like those people, like what he's talking about, they just have, they're flexible. They might be agile. They might be athletic, but they just have a lot of surplus on them of energy.
Okay, would you say obese also have that? Like,
yeah, they do.
But they're not flexible.
Exactly. So something else is messed up.
But their food, that's the thing. How about this? Overeating, is overeating meat same as overeating McDonald's? Let's say I were to take McDonald's patties.
Calories.
Right. I would take McDonald's patty and just order a bunch of them and store them up, let's say, if I could, right? Just buy their frozen meat that they cook in their burgers, calling it fresh. And I buy good quality meat from Aldi, our sponsor. that would make a difference in when I gain the weight, how I move, how I think.
Of course,
we will probably be both fat. My old self who ate McDonald's, Patty's, then myself eating all from Aldi, but we'll just move and think different. I think that's where some of those athletes are that way, or like people that I know are might seem fat or chubby. But in reality, bro, they're athletic and they're healthy. They're healthy. There's a difference between looking shredded, but being healthy.
Dude, eating clean is such a game changer too.
Yep.
Especially if you have your diet. I remember I used to have to wake up every day and think about what to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't really have to think anymore because I learned everything. I learned what foods are what. I learned how to be intuitive. I learned what my body needs. I learned how to track. Like, this skill is learned. This skill is learned. Now I don't have to, like, it's a part of my life. I don't have to necessarily like focus on so much.
Yep. And nor do you have to necessarily restrict yourself from eating some things because it's not a restriction. It's just you don't want to eat it because it's just not food.
And if I do, I do.
And you don't need to be as strict as someone that just started on this path. You know what I mean? So I'm just the same point when I explained, like, when you build yourself to the point where now you can even eat some ultra processed food, but it won't have that negative effect as someone that's already obese. Like, if that obese continues to eat that processed food, they're gonna be
die. That's how they got there in the first place.
Exactly, and they might die.
That's their diet.
But we're not, because it's like our bodies
ultra processed
build healthy. It's like having a healthy body that you build over time. That no matter how many bad stuff you throw it in there, it's just like a fire and just burns and kills it right away. And it doesn't have that much effect.
No matter how much, I wouldn't put it like that. But
No, of course.
Like, for example, an athlete, like, athletes can crush like two bowls of ramen, like no problem. Like, they can crush a bunch of carbs, no problem, just because it just,
they're
like,
gonna burn
their
it.
Body just like is on like fire mode, like all the time.
Yep.
Exactly.
So you gave a very good analogy. It's like the fire. You just throw stuff in there and it just burns it. And
your body works like that. Somebody's body's not healthy and is not able to fight, their metabolism isn't able to fight it.
Yeah.
Of course, anything they're throwing in there, it's going to take so much slower for it to, I guess, burn it.
Yeah, you really have to look at your organs and your whole system in the body, your cells, your metabolism, as very, very living things, because the way they function is the way you function. So if your lung is bad
from smoking, for example,
you will not be able to breathe air properly. You will have a hard time breathing. So you have to kind of give your organs and your whole internal system,
you got to take care of them, to it, because they take care of you.
Exactly. Amen.
Amen.
Yep. Christian culture, get to it.
What are we doing, boys?
I think we touched on touched on everything, or most of everything.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hot topics. I miss hot topics.
Oh, wait. Remember that store you said? What was that store? That's a good one to mention. So maybe some people go and try
Organans?
It. You guys went to that store.
Organans, Buns Natural. The thing is, like, that's like local.
I want to go to that.
It could be. But I think the best place is just to find an organic. Literally, someone could go sit there and just look up organic aisles or raw milk near me. If you look up raw milk near me, I guarantee you'll find some stores that have all that stuff. Yeah.
Like Google or Maps?
Google. Google it.
And if you're in Europe, Aldi, pretty sure is probably all over.
Probably better. No, it's probably better quality over there.
Lidl too.
Raw Milk near me. Okay, Whole Foods Market. Okay, there you go.
Whole Foods.
You know what I find interesting about stores like Aldi and Lidl and all those like mostly European stores is you walk in there and when you look at the ingredients, it's just so healthy, but you're kind of shocked why Americans don't shop there.
Yeah, yeah. That's something I noticed when I went to ASR. Yeah. What do you call it?
ASR. I don't know. Yes.
It says ASR.
Yeah, ASR.
Just call it ASR.
Yeah, ASR.
Whatever, anyways. But I went into that store and it's just like everything looks great in here. I would shop here.
Yeah.
What the heck? What the heck?
But you only see a certain ethnic people like Uzbeks.
It's a convenience. It's literally like a Wawa version. But it's just like a lot of it just looks so much better. They sell kefir there, raw milk. It's crazy.
Yeah, they had ice cream.
Yeah.
Some
kvass.
Ice cream.
Kvass.
Organic ice cream.
Kvass. What do you think about root beer?
Oh, dude, kvass is
beer?
So good.
Root beer.
I've had soda in forever.
Kvass is different from root beer, dude?
Absolutely. All right, let's discuss. Is the church allowed to turn away anyone or make anyone feel unwelcome?
Yes.
What? I don't think so.
Oh, unwelcome? Well, it depends on the person, right?
Is the church allowed to turn away anyone or make anyone feel unwelcome?
It can turn people away. I think so.
That's not what it's asking.
Is the church allowed to turn away anyone or make anyone feel unwelcome? I think...
No. My explanation would be, look, church, if we get to the fundamentals on what church is the body of Christ, right? Now, we have to really respond to people who come inside the church as meaning... Somebody just comes in, right? You have to be welcoming to them.
I agree.
To really, really respect the person no matter what. And you have to make them feel welcome and, love who they are. But the discipline, church discipline, comes in different stages. I think this question is simply asking somebody who walks in and who's not saved or somebody who is kind of reckless or is a troublemaker.
He's not taking it seriously even.
Right, right. Even that, like, as a first comer and stuff, you should definitely welcome them and not judge them too soon, too fast.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. It's kind of like a little bit rushed.
I feel like it's yes and no in that sense, right? You have to also kind of set some...
I think he misunderstood the question, in my opinion, or maybe I'm misunderstanding it. But how I'm reading this, it just simply is... I know a lot of churches who, if somebody walks in and have tattoos, they might look at that person in a very strange manner. Just because
tattoos
or even if somebody curses, let's say they come in church, people don't want to understand, okay, how long have you been coming to church or something? Or they're new, they're unsaved. People don't have that perspective and they try to look at it from self-righteousness and say, oh, look, I don't curse. I'm a good person. And this guy's a sinner. And that is when I don't think you should necessarily.
But if somebody's acting recklessly, though, You should also have the strictness then and not allow them in church.
100%.
I also believe that you can also do that.
Well,
yeah, this says, is the church allowed to? I mean, I think we got to go I think we have to look at the Bible and like what it says about people. Like, I'm sure Paul talked about something about people in the church.
Yeah, not allowing like some people to go. Exactly. Yeah, he actually did. He would actually not allow some people.
I look at the question very simply on somebody who just, it's their first coming, their time coming to church.
Yeah, of course they're allowed in. They wouldn't.
I think that's exactly how simple it gets.
Okay.
But do you think they're allowed to not let someone in if, for example, they are trying to disturb the church? Right? Because that's what it's saying. Are they allowed? So like, are they given the authority in a sense to do certain things? I think they are.
This doesn't say newcomers.
This is just supposed to understand your thought process.
I'll pull up. I'll give you a verse where Paul's talking about this, so that way you know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. It's a church discipline. I don't think this is talking about church discipline.
Yeah, I'll show you.
It says, "Turn anyone away or anyone make anyone feel unwelcome."
Whether they're new or old.
Yeah, I told you no, but they can. But you can also. But you can. You also have the. You can. You're also allowed to not. Or welcome someone if you know they're acting a certain way or they're not taking it as serious. Of course you're allowed to do that.
That's church discipline. And I agree.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Exactly.
So I don't need to show you that, I guess.
Yeah, no. We do that on our Bible studies. Remember
quote
we went
of
over?
The day, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
Colossians.
Colossians 3:2. I I agree with this. There's a law.
I agree too.
A law.
I agree.
Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory forever.
So I can't read the shout out because my iPad died. So can you read the screenshot that you have? Or you don't have your phone?
Oh, I do have my phone.
Why don't you read the screenshot?
I got it.
Yeah, can you please pull it up?
Which comment was it? You guys remember?
Patience on bro.
View your channel.
Which episode was it on the most recent?
No, it was on the short video that you posted.
Oh, the clip.
The clip. Clip.
Bro, look at this.
Empty this clip.
Flip a little. We're kind of cooked. Kind of cooked. George, yeah. We need you, Georgie.
Mikey, why did your iPad die?
Oh, wow, that was weird. Okay, now I'm in here. Which one was it?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, this?
Perforated paperboy on YouTube. I mean, .. Tell that to someone whose testosterone levels are destroyed by...
pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, you got that.
Pharmaceuticals.
They don't want to release their seed anyways. Or don't feel like it, rather. It all comes down how you feel about what you're doing... If you carry a shame, ? Then it's a problem. Is it preventing you from being with the opposite sex? ? And then a problem. But when you're not thinking about it all the time, you kind of miss it. Not gonna lie,
bro. When I read these comments, they're just so thoughtless, and they're just so, I guess, illogical that it's an emotional to. The level that it's not even human at that point.
Why is shame a problem? You should be ashamed that you're jerking off.
Right. Like it's first
That's
of
not
all
not a problem.
Right. Like why are we even looking at that as if, oh, you know what? You shouldn't be ashamed of that. And that's completely okay.
But the thing is people look at shame like it's some bad emotion. It's like shame can change you into a better person.
Exactly.
No, I think this guy meant like if you carry a shame, then it's a problem. That means like if you are ashamed of that you're doing that, of course it's a problem. And we know that a lot of people are ashamed of that.
Read the next one.
Well, how is that a problem?
Maybe, what?
If they're ashamed of what they're doing. It'd only be, I guess it could be a problem if like they're not doing
it's
anything about it.
It's one of the problems,
it.
No?
Because then they're not really ashamed about it to a point where they're not going to change.
Then he says, is it preventing you from being with the opposite sex a problem? I don't know. I'm just understanding this in a different
Dude,
way.
Dude, holding your, I think if the context is right, and you know, if I'm understanding this comment right, and holding your seed kind of prevents you from being with an opposite sex, the biggest misunderstanding, it's the biggest deceivement that you will ever hear. Holding your seed does not in any way unattract you to the opposite sex. It is baloney.
Talk about baloney. It makes you bisexual. It's crazy. Or like makes you asexual. It's crazy.
You see that, bro? Like people will just find so many ways to make something of their action justifiable. They will come up with crazy thoughts like that.
Yeah. This says, but when you're not thinking about it all the time, you kind of miss it. Like, I don't know what he's referring to. When you're not thinking about, I guess, releasing the seed, you kind of miss it. You guys miss it?
I think you still release your seed, bro. Doesn't matter. Like, even if you're not thinking about it, you're still releasing your seed. You know, the process still is the same. Whether you are watching something or not, you're releasing your seed. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
The same process carries on. I would say you got to be very thoughtful about this type of stuff and not cope and find an easy way to do it. Think hard and look at your lifestyle. Look at other people's lifestyle who don't do it.
All you can tell them is if they like what they're doing, keep on doing it. Really? At the end of the day, they all make a choice.
And sometimes you have to compare yourself with others. Like look at a person who doesn't do that and is on semen retention and look at yourself who just releases your seed whenever you feel like all that stuff and kind of compare yourself to some extent on the lifestyles, the mindset, the abilities of that person, the way they think, the way they are.
Like, minded they are, stuff like that.
And you will kind of understand that, okay, I kind of might rethink this and not cope with it. So be mindful of this stuff and don't get deceived. Except for Jesus Christ in your life.
Amen.
Amen. But with that, think big.
Grow big.
Peace.